I sit with my back straight and wait for Nancy and Aunt Glenda to serve tea in the living room, where the sofa is an orange moquette and the carpet is a scramble of Axminster. I don't know how anyone could nod off in a room so luminous, but Uncle Bertie Bishop has somehow managed to do just that. His head flops to one side. His mouth is a little O. His snore a soft rumble. There's an elephant of a dresser to my left in mahogany, and across from it there's a glass cabinet full of brandy and jars of Dutch tobacco. And nearby, in a haze of smoke, sits my future father-in-law, Rodney Fanshawe Sr. He hasn't uttered one word yet. Should I start a conversation? But wait. I hear a snort as he shifts position in his armchair. He takes a long drag from his cigar.
Last week, I played a quick nine holes with young Rodney.
His announcement is made to the ceiling. Then he pauses, leans forward, and farts.
Anyway, I reminded my son that a man needs all the recreation he can get. Am I right? Eh? What? Yes, I'm damned well right,
he says, answering his own question. He's an unusual-looking man. Prominent upper teeth rest on a moist lower lip, and his nose is perfectly hooked. A Mad Hatter, if ever I saw one. I nibble at the skin inside my mouth and study my sandals. Nancy and Aunt Glenda are taking an awful long time brewing that tea. Desmond the Dachshund jogs in to mount Uncle Bertie's left leg.
What the blazes?
Well, that woke him up. The more Uncle Bertie tries to break loose, the more enthusiastic the dog becomes, and the grip tightens. And oh, dear God, my jaws ache, and I need to laugh so much. I take three slow breaths.
Give him a kick.
My advice is delivered through gritted teeth. Uncle Bertie jabs with his free foot, and the resulting dog shriek finally attracts Rodney Sr.'s attention.
Darling sausage, whatever's the matter?
His voice is a simpering falsetto.
Looking for mummy? Where's Nancy? Where's Auntie Glenda?
In the kitchen, you old fart.
I'll bet they're in the kitchen.
He screws a finger into his nostril, twiddles, and flicks.
Where women should be, eh?
This is hilarious. Disgusting, but bloody hilarious. Oh, God, wait till I tell my friends. Auntie Glenda struts into the living room.
Henry! Bertie! Bertie!
She clucks.
Hot tea? Come on, everyone, sit up.
Clawing at a scatter of newspapers on the coffee table, she creates a space for the teapot, then sits next to me.
Hello, dear. It's lovely having you with us. I heard the good news.
Thank you. I'm glad to be here. Nancy arrives. A tray is set down, holding cups, saucers, and a clutter of fondant cakes.
These are Rodney Sr.'s favourites,
she tells me. Nancy takes two careful steps forward. She pauses, squats, and lands squarely on the leather ottoman, causing it to exhale with a hiss from its seams. Sitting with her legs well apart, her skirt drapes across her knees like a hammock. An awful lot is on view. No one could miss the dimpled flesh bulging from support stockings.
Home-baked cakes,
bellows Rodney Sr.
Well done, Nancy. I married her for the baking, you know.
Crumbs spit like loose sawdust from his mouth.
Married a good one, didn't I?
I wonder if they still do it. Her and Rodney Sr. A man needs all the recreation he can get, after all.